Welcome to The Point for November 2nd. I'm Lauren Dazanski, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Millions of Americans have already cast their ballots ahead of Election Day, smashing mail-in and early voting records. That has raised election officials' hopes that the eye-popping early vote totals will ease the potential for problems, chaos, and conflict at the polls on November 3rd. States have already set records for early voting totals, many approaching and in some cases even surpassing the total number of votes cast in the 2016 election. By and large, the worst fears of widespread problems or violence disrupting early voting did not materialize in what is arguably the most contentious election in recent memory. Still, concerns persist that tensions over the bitter contest between President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden could boil over on Election Day, whether at the polls or afterward when results are tallied. And the coronavirus pandemic led to a chaotic primary in several states during the spring, prompting many states to make major changes to their voting rules to encourage more ballots to be cast by mail or ahead of Election Day. Now, the big question looming over these record-breaking early vote totals is, what do they mean for Tuesday? Will turnout be significantly smaller than normal because so many voted ahead of time? Or is it merely foreshadowing a record-breaking overall vote total? And will there be long lines on November 3rd as well, when voting will take longer than normal due to the pandemic? Local election officials are hopeful that all of the early voting will make things go smoother on Tuesday, even in places where lines were a major problem during the primary, like Detroit. Some counties have even extended hours for early voting due to such high demand, including in Texas, New York, and Virginia. Let's get to the point. With this record turnout in early voting, it begs the question, who is even left to vote on Election Day? The answer, there are still millions of people who have yet to vote, and officials are bracing for a high level of turnout on Election Day as well. And that is The Point for November 2nd, 2020. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.